Today, we're going to break down the symbolism of the Super Bowl halftime show. We're going to talk about the symbolism of opposing forces that Bad Bunny was showing us and how it proved my predictions correct. We're going to talk about some connections to the Dark Enlightenment and some very famous relatives to these sports ball players like Big Dick Hammers and even Meme Magic. Join me today here on Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. Now, of course, this was a ritual. It always is every year. Okay. And I watched it, and I'm here to report my findings. All right. And I'm going to break down what we're talking about, why it matters, because it probably seems pretty innocuous. You probably watched it, and you're like, I don't know. There's no inverted crosses and pentagrams. What are we talking about? Well, I'm going to break it down for you, and then I'm going to stick around for the conclusion, because we're going to go through Bad Bunny and the performance he did. Then we're going to talk about some background info on Bad Bunny, some connections to the Dark Enlightenment, as well as some interesting fun facts about some of the players involved in the game today. And then I'm going to wrap it all up. Okay, so stick around. Here we go. It started out, Bad Bunny came out, and he was wearing a white jersey that had his last name on it, and he chose the number 64. Now, this was, of course, Illuminate confirmed right off the bat. 64, the number to be found in chess, right? Because it's 8x8 grid of squares. It's the black and white tessellating floor of the Freemasonic Temple. It's the idea of reconciliation of opposing forces. This is go with the Bob's territory, all right? As usual. I talked a little bit about this on the last episode with the Super Bowl pregame show, so check that out for more. 64, also important in the I Ching for divination, because the I Ching uses 64 hexagrams and uses these very different variations of broken and solid and dashed lines. And the yin and the yang, again, it's about opposing polarities. And you'll notice Bad Bunny came out and he was walking through a cornfield. Now, this is symbolism of Saturn, which I also predicted. I mean, granted, you got to stick with me on this a little bit. It's not your classic Grim Reaper or Black Cube, but you have to understand that Saturn is also depicted as the Grim Reaper, and the Grim Reaper has the scythe, okay? And this is what he uses to reap the, that's why he's the Grim Reaper. He's reaping the corn stalks in the Eleusinian fields. We talked about this in the two episodes I did on the house that Jack built. Okay. And this is important in the occult. The idea of corn in theosophy is a sign of life and fertility. So it has elements of a fertility rite, a ritual about the evolution of man. Also connects into the male and female polarities coming together. I talked about this at length in the Twin Peaks Grey Lodge series that I wrapped up earlier in 2025, based on an article on the Theosophy Trust website that discusses how corn is a symbol of life in both spirit and flesh. And then it lays out how corn symbolizes the evolution of man into the connected being, right? This is all about the perennial philosophy and getting us together in the digital matrix, connecting us as one consciousness. That's what they want to do. And it manifests through dreams and all this stuff in Twin Peaks. But this is what the article says. It says, a realization of the great potential that lies ahead requires vision seekers who are taught, like the Ojibwa, to dream and interpret dreams. And who can recognize the universal sacrifice that is ever made by spirit so that the world's seed may grow? Such visionaries will intuitively perceive the importance of a correct balance between the powers of the male and female forces operating in human life so that the true justice can be served with a sense of balance and harmony and nature can emerge. Vision and tolerance and adaptability belong to all races and both sexes, and visionaries see only the sacrificial nature of spirit flowing through the changing forms of life. Again, opposing polarities, even with corn. All right. Then we saw in the cornfield a straight hetero couple getting engaged. And it was funny because I posted some images on my Instagram. Go, you know, check them out at Isaac Weishaupt and subscribe. And Emily Knows Everything posted about this thing. And she had the funniest post talking about how MAGA had been melting down for months about how, oh my God, Bad Bunny, he's going to be painted fingernails, wearing dresses and kissing dudes. It's going to be all this gay stuff. and she made a joke about how, like, instead they got a straight hetero couple getting married was the stuff that happened. And then the caption took it home, says, how was Kid Rock? Because, you know, the Turning Point USA, we had the Kid Rock, and I don't know who, is anyone with Kid Rock? Is anyone listening to Kid Rock anymore? I don't know. You haven't listened to that stuff? But it's funny because this is also a cult. All right. I know through my crazy filter and lens, everything's a cult, but it is. Because of course it would be a hetero couple. We knew it wasn't going to be a gay couple. If you listen to my pregame show, you knew where we were going with it. It's about opposing forces, okay? Male and female, just like the corn. Just like the black and white checkered floor. It's the alchemical marriage. It's the Eros Gamos, sex magic. It's the Rosicrucian symbolism of the sacred marriage, which I also predicted some kind of rosy cross symbolism, if you recall. But it's about uniting the conscious with the unconscious, because that's what all of this ritual stuff is about, making contact with the subconscious and inserting messages. It's very much like Inception. That's what the MKUltra project was all about, how to inception the masses, the mouth-breathing masses, and that's what they're doing. And that's why they're showing us these Epstein files and saying, like, hey, you know what we're doing? We're sacrificing kids to Moloch, and you're not going to do anything about it, because they've been MKUltra-ing us for many years, all right? In fact, that's what on the email, I talked about this on the Olympics opening ceremony show I did. There was the email between Jess Staley from the Barclays CEO talking to Jeffrey Epstein about how, yeah, Jay-Z is responsible for like manipulating the masses into not doing anything and to be pacified and to chase cars and women. They said that. They talk about this. They know what they're doing. Jay-Z runs the halftime show, as you know, because you listen to all my Super Bowl shows I do every year. But it's all about talking to your subconscious. It's about Jay-Z selling you cars and hoes to your subconscious. And if you don't wake up and understand that, they're going to keep manipulating you. I'm not saying you can't listen to rap music. I still listen to rap music. But you have to be aware and awake and woke, if you will, a word that they demonized. You have to be aware of the agenda. When will you wake up? Cardi B, she appeared. There was rumors that she would appear because she's dating Stefan Diggs or whatever. I also think I saw Pedro Pascal, if I'm not mistaken, at the little house when they started dancing at the house. You'll notice the dancers were wearing shades of brown. It could be like a unifying theme, right? Because he's very much pro-Puerto Rican and stuff like that. Lady Gaga was there. Why is Lady Gaga everywhere now all the time? I don't get it. But she's there again. She was winning the Grammys just like Bad Bunny. And then there was a scene where there were these stores, and you'll notice there was a checkered floor in the barbershop. I literally told you on the pregame predictions. I said there's going to be a black and white checkered floor because these guys aren't that original. It shows up all the time because it's the symbolism for duality, okay? Because a lot of these people subscribe to Gnostic philosophies of two realities, light and dark. This is why in Eyes Wide Shut, Tom Cruise has to go over the rainbow to get his costume. He goes to the over the rainbow costume shop. He has to enter a different world, a different reality. These elites live and operate on a different reality than we do. That's very clear. And a lot of these people believe in this law of polarity, this as a foundation of Western thought. Alchemy, the Kabbalion talks about this stuff, these opposing polarities expressed most basically as male and female, all right? The conscious realm is considered the active male force. The subconscious is the passive female force. And they employ these strategies to create new realities. That's why the Freemasons have these symbols on the floor. It's about the mosaic pavement, right? That's why they use it at their original Temple of Solomon. And then if you look closely, you also notice that they played a little TV clip where he gives his Grammys trophy. He won the best album of the year at the Grammys. And that was at his Grammys acceptance speech. He made a political statement about ICE, you know, ICE out is what he said, you know, get ICE out of here. So even though Roger Goodall said, you're not going to do any political statements, he snuck that one in there. That was there. All right. And I actually support it just for the record. Like, I'm not for a fascist military police state. Call me crazy. Then they see these electricity poles and they look like crosses. There's three of them also. So I was kind of like, I don't know. Am I being crazy? It's a little crazy. And they're wearing white, you know, cause Christ was crucified on, there was three crosses. It was him and like the two, thieves next to him and stuff. If you want to get weirder, they're electrical poles. So electricity comes in alternating current and direct current, AC and DC. And that's old timer boomer language for sexual polarities. You know what I mean? Also predicted a rose on a cross. And this is about as close as we got to that. It's too much of a stretch. I'm not claiming this one. But, you know, not quite there in my opinion. Then at the end, he holds a football and says, "Together we are America." Again, a political statement, right? So for the people that were alarmed and worried he was going to make political statements like Roger Goodall, I think he did, all right? Kind of like Kendrick Lamar, like he did make political statements. It's just, you know, you had to think about it a little bit. So was it a ritual event? Oh, yeah, you betcha it was. It was part of the magnetic chain. The magnetic chain is all about charging up energies through symbols and ideas, like Eliphas Levi said. And guess what day the Super Bowl was on February 8th, which is Eliphas Levi's birthday. And I'm not claiming that. Someone on Twitter tagged me on, someone else had figured that out. I thought that was pretty smart. Someone tagged me on that. And they also said, it's at the Levi's Stadium, Eliphas Levi, right? Which wasn't his real name. That was his like magical name. I don't know his real name. But you'll notice they also do the Super Bowl right in the middle of the Aquarius window, all right? Between January 20th and February 19th, we get the Super Bowl where the Aquarius energy is sort of at its maximum, because Aquarius energy is about network consciousness or the hive mind and tuning into the collective unconscious and tuning it into like mass energy, right? Like they always talk about Age of Aquarius being, you know, this big hippie commune time because we're all connected, man, you know? That's kind of why they do it at this time, because they're talking to the subconscious. But now I got some bonus content for you guys, because we're not done. There's still more. Boz Moves on the YouTube comments told me that Bad Bunny's producer was sacrificed in 2021. I said, what? So I looked it up. Flo La Movie was a very famous Puerto Rican music producer that did in fact die in a plane crash. December 15th, 2021. He was only 36. It was a private jet he was in. I think he was in the Dominican Republic en route to Florida. Killed his baby mama, his kid too. Terrible, right? Why would someone want to kill this guy? Well, he started his own label. That could be a problem. You know what I mean? Could be a problem when you're not playing along with the power structures. Remember when Aaliyah died? Very sketchy. I refuse to believe the official story about, oh, the plane was too heavy. Okay. You know, she was running around with like Diddy and Jay-Z, and lots of bad things happen around those guys, okay? We also have some dark enlightenment angle to consider. 2 weeks after they announced Bad Bunny was going to be on the halftime show, the mainstream media had all these articles about the label he was signed to, Remus Entertainment. Because they signed these big Latin trap artists like Bad Bunny, Karol G. So I looked into this. The label was founded by Noah Assad in 2014. All right. This is on the Yahoo News. They tell you all this stuff. But it was co-founded by, again, Rafael Ricardo Jimenez Don, who served as Venezuela's Hugo Chavez's vice minister of legal certainty. And he was into like law enforcement stuff, which is hilarious that he would start a label with Latin trap music, which is all about breaking the laws, right? But that's what this is all about. That's how the rap system works. Again, I will refer you to the Jess Staley Jeffrey Epstein email, right? When he said, yeah, Jay-Z's got people chasing cars and hoes. That's what this is about. Make crime alluring so you can populate the privatized prison system. I'm going to read you from Yahoo. His own resume lists his accomplishments under Chavez, which included that he led the National Police Reform Commission, recognized for implementing transparent and inclusive public policy reforms, and oversaw public compliance with the rule of law. However, according to an April 2023 report from Billboard, Jimenez's background as a former Venezuelan military officer and vice minister in Chavez's interior ministry from 2006 to 2007 has drawn renewed attention, particularly for his alleged involvement in developing a national ID program that critics, including the Center for a Secure Free Society, say was used to expand government control. Because that's what this is all about. That's what the dark enlightenment is all about. It's about full control. It's about the military police state, full surveillance, full control of your media. According to Billboard, Jimenez was directly involved in Chavez's Mission Identity program, which has been reportedly used to provide false identities to Cuban agents and facilitate travel for suspected terrorists and drug traffickers. Jimenez has denied any involvement, saying he never worked with Mission Identity and resigned from the government in 2007. For perspective, under Chavez's 11-year rule, Venezuela's murder rate quadrupled, reaching 54 homicides per 100,000 people in 2009. Human Rights Watch reports that his policies dismantled judicial independence, censored the media, fueled rampant corruption. And that's what this is all about, censoring the media. That's why these technocrats are buying up all the media sources. Jeff Bezos, Mr. Epstein Island himself, buying Washington Post. Larry Ellison and his kid buying up Paramount. And they're trying to buy Netflix or Warner Brothers. You know, all these guys are, Elon Musk buying Twitter. It goes on and on and on. The technocrats are all trying to buy all the news and entertainment so they can fully have control of your brain. Now, Noah Assad, like, distanced himself from him, and they claim that, hey, there's no connection here to money from Chavez to Bad Bunny, whatever, right? So, but it is weird timing, considering we just overthrew the Venezuelan government and captured Maduro with his many fit checks en route to America, and we announced that we had directed energy weapons, which is curious. Now, the distribution of that record label is handled by The Orchard, founded by a guy named Scott Cohen and Richard Gautier, which is owned by Sony. Scott Cohen, interesting, he's a British music exec who founded a company called the Cyborg Nest, a company that is looking to enhance human perception and create extra senses. This is the CDs. It's the unlocking of the superpowers of the mind. They had a device that could allow you to sense which way was north, apparently. Like, crazy stuff. It's this bioengineering thing. Richard, he's also a very famous songwriter and producer, the other guy that founded the label here, founded Orchard, the distribution for the label, excuse me. He was a songwriter and producer for My Boyfriend's Back, Hang On Sloopy, I Want Candy, the Go-Go's debut album, the Blondie's debut album, Dr. Feelgood, classic, and many more. So lots of connections there to consider. Now, let's talk about the sports ball game. It's playing right now. Very boring. I mean, who wants to see a defense game? Terrible. I don't even want to watch it. It's so lame. But I'm a Raiders fan, so what does that say? I was looking into stuff. I was trying to find some angles for you guys. Like, what's a Seahawk? It's an Osprey, which represents surveillance. Because it's known for its precision, right? Hence the Sikorsky SH-60 Navy helicopter used for surveillance. I thought that was interesting given the dark enlightenment connections we have here. But their quarterback's really interesting. Sam Darnold, they call him the God Emperor quarterback of the U.S. A joke, apparently. They used to refer to him as Biff from Back to the Future, which we all know is Donald Trump. He also has a Reddit with a joke based on, there was a subreddit called The Donald, and he has one called The Darnold, which also had a meme that manifested into reality, like Donald Trump had Pepe the Frog. Darnold had one too, right? I'm going to read you from Wiki because I don't know anything about this guy. Darnold is also well known for an ESPN graphic on Monday Night Football. A few days after he had been ruled out indefinitely due to mono, the graphic consisting of Darnold pointing at the camera while his diagnosis is stated next to him became an internet meme. The meme was referenced by many sports writers after Darnold and the Seahawks won the NFC championship to head to the Super Bowl. So again, just like the meme magic of Pepe getting Trump into the office, you've got the meme magic of Sam Darnold getting to the Super Bowl. Not this Super Bowl, but previous one. Now, his father is very interesting, Mr. Big Dick Hammer. This guy played basketball on the USC Trojans college level, then volleyball at the Olympics, then became an actor on a TV show called Emergency, then became a firefighter, then had a stint in advertising as the Marlboro Man. Yeah, he was the Marlboro Man. I didn't know this either. Ironically, died in 99 from lung cancer because he was a smoker. That's Sam Darnold's dad. What the hell? Then we got the Patriots. We got, or is his dad or his grandfather? Hang on, let me get it right here. No, that's his dad. Seems kind of old to be his dad, doesn't it? Anyway, the Patriots. That can't be right. Yeah, maybe it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? The Patriots. They got their name from the American Revolution. Again, this is like kind of stoking ideas a little bit, right? For the Patriots of the New England area. Stephon Diggs, the star wide receiver, dating Cardi B. She's, I guess, the new Taylor Swift of the Patriots. I don't know. Showing up to the games. She did that track, I Like It, with Bad Bunny, too. So, and she was there at the Super Bowl halftime show. So that's it. That's all I got for you guys. In conclusion, there wasn't as much gay activity as people thought, but there was occult stuff, right? And like I said, I think he's put past pushing that imagery. Like, no shade from me, no shade from him, I don't think. I think he's just like, dude, they were making me do all this gay stuff. That's what I think he was saying in that video. If you listen to my pregame show, listen to that, where I break down every music video that had something in it. I talked about the one video in 2023 where it clearly showed a shift and him saying, look, I was a slave to the industry. They were forcing me to do this stuff. I don't think that means like he hates gay people. I'm just saying, I think he was like, he's probably like me. It's like, I love gay people, but like, I don't need to like kiss dudes on stage to prove that I like them and want them to have equal rights. You know what I mean? I think that's his angle. And he did exactly what I predicted he would do. Literally, I said on the pregame show, there'll be a black and white checkered floor, which is kind of crazy, right? And there was also very subtle political angles here, and less than six degrees of separation to the dark enlightenment. And I think the players involved will be continuing the revelation of the method, right? Like Bill Belichick's girlfriend was mocking the Robert Kraft massage parlor, you know, the hand party event. She wore a t-shirt that had a massage parlor thing on it, and it's like, I talked about this already in the pregame show about how Kraft is involved with Epstein and Trump and in the emails and stuff. But yeah, lots of crazy stuff going on lately. Be sure to subscribe however you're listening, podcast, YouTube for now, as long as I'm still on there. In fact, I just dropped a new Olympics opening ceremony show earlier today. Check that out. We talked about the inverted pentagram, the rock diamond. I don't know if you caught that. All-seeing eye symbolism, MK Ultra, Wizard of Oz, crazy stuff going on there too as well. Probably more there than it was at the Super Bowl, to be honest. But be sure to go subscribe to my YouTube, at Occult Symbolism. Link is always going to be in the show notes. I'm trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year, and I need your help doing it, okay? So thank you for your support. Thanks for listening. Till next time, stay positive.